previous version of this bill would have required a doctor to be in the room when a woman receives her ultrasound, and it would have required her to look at the ultrasound, too. This plan would get rid of both of those requirements, but the big mandate would remain. A woman would have to receive an ultrasound before she gets an abortion. Its sponsor is New Berlin Republican Senator Mary Lozick.
We see a lot of abortion trauma and people regretting their abortions. So what I'm saying here in the bill, we're saying be sure that you're fully informed, because when you make that decision, it's a life or death decision and you can't change your mind the next day.
Democrats attacked the bill as a rollback of women's rights and a case of state legislators trying to play doctor. Middleton Senate Democrat John Erpenbach said the plan was designed to bully women.
The intentions of the bill are very, very clear. If you're a woman and you live in Wisconsin, you're not capable to think or make decisions on your own. You need senators, elected senators, to make the decision for you.
Democrats tried unsuccessfully to amend the bill to give women the choice of a transvaginal or a transabdominal ultrasound, saying as it stood right now, that choice could be made for them. Republicans did agree to another change that would require free ultrasound clinics to offer both options. Democrats used a parliamentary tactic to delay a final vote on the plan, but the Senate is poised to pass it the next time it meets. Assembly GOP leaders are also on board, and Governor Walker says he will sign it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.